This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Debbie Elliott. In Pakistan today, thousands of people took to the streets of the capital, Islamabad, demanding the reinstatement of the country's suspended chief justice and calling on Pakistan's military ruler, Pervez Musharraf, to step down. The judge himself led the demonstrators through the streets en route to a seminar. Scenes like these have become familiar to the beleaguered Musharraf. NPR's Philip Reeves was among the crowd today, and he found that the judge has brought some unusual new recruits to his cause.
Anwar Afridi served in Pakistan's army for 28 years. He's a retired colonel. He fought against India, was wounded, and collected a pile of medals, 8 in all. The other day, he took a momentous step.
I wrote a letter to the chief of army staff that I do not own these medals which I won with my blood. I surrender all these medals to you.
Afridi handed back his medals. He says he also returned the free plot of land the government had given him and declared he'll no longer accept his military pension. It's his way of protesting against the military rule of General Pervez Musharraf and particularly Musharraf's attempts to get rid of Pakistan's chief justice.
To rule the country is the job of the civilian. To rule the country is the job of the democratically re-elected people, not the man in uniform.
Most of those who've taken to the streets around the country in support of Pakistan's Chief Justice, Iftikhar Chaudhry, in the last few months are either lawyers or activists with opposition political parties. The foundation of Musharraf's power base is the army, of which Musharraf is the chief of staff. Yet today, Afridi was marching through Islamabad with several thousand others, escorting the judge to a seminar held in the Supreme Court about the importance of an independent judiciary. It was the colonel's first ever demonstration. After a while, it becomes clear that one reason he came was because of what happened in Karachi 2 weeks ago. 48 people died in gun battles, which Musharraf's opponents say were deliberately whipped up by a pro-government party. When Afridi talks about this, he dissolves into tears.
My people, Pakhtun Punjabis, they killed everybody, innocent people.
The colonel's not the only unlikely figure in the crowd. Fauzia Kasuri is a relative by marriage of Pakistan's foreign minister.
I'm only here in my capacity as a private citizen of Pakistan, a concerned citizen of Pakistan, and I'm here to show support for the Chief Justice because I really think that what Pakistan is facing right now is the gravest crisis that we've ever had. We've had a turbulent history in our pursuit for democracy, and this is a very decisive and defining moment for our country.
It's a moment some commentators believe might just lead to the end of Musharraf's rule. Such an outcome won't much trouble student Saeed Zada Saud, another person out on the streets in support of the judge for the first time. For him, Musharraf simply isn't the answer to Pakistan's key problems, like Islamist extremism.
It's not dealt with by a general who is cut off from reality, who is just sitting with his 16 guys and thinking the whole world is his. You cannot simply do that. If you don't include people into a system and if they don't have stakes in it, how can they get out of the vicious circle that they are in?
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.